is going to offend it. Looking at if it comes from me, it's the duty of the person who offended.
Okay, again, we'll all worry about that. It's a different conversation. It's 6:02. I'm announcing it now, and I hope I remember to announce it at the end. Next week, Sunday's Chazara. Monday, we have regular shiur, except we end earlier because davening starts earlier in many places because it's a tightness. Tuesday, Wednesday, there's no shiur. Thursday, we're back to normal. On Friday, there won't be a bechina next week because it's only Monday, Thursday, Friday, and it'll be incorporated Mirch Hashem in the week after. So next week is a short work week in the sense that on Purim and on Shushan Purim, there's no shiur. I used to give shiur on Shushan Purim. It was very poorly attended. It was very difficult for me, so I dropped it over the years. But on Purim, everybody davened in their own minyan. Some people davened besikin, some people davened that. It's Purim. So, so the schedule is Sunday regular chazara, Monday regular learning, Thursday, Friday regular, Tuesday, Wednesday is off, and there's no b'chena next week. Okay, we are on the Tesvava Medalov. The Mishnah said that if a guy comes back and he finds his wife, he can assume she's Tahira. Amar Rish Lakish, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the end of the narrow lines on Daf Tesvava Medalov. 15a, 7 lines from the end of the narrow lines. Amar Rish Lakish from Yehuda Nisiyah. Rish Lakish quoted Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, who was a grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. That's only if he comes and finds her during her 30 days. Because if she's past 30 days, we have to assume she had a period, and therefore her cheskes tara has just been canceled. How can you say the woman is tara because she was tara 40 days ago when overwhelming amount of women have periods within 30 days? And therefore 30 days is called oina beinanis, the regular oina. For those who don't have any other vest, 30 days is their vest. That doesn't mean they see on day 30, but that means on day 30, they must see, because that's that must. But overwhelmingly, we can assume that they see. That is called oina beinanis. In the Gay of the Halacha, and I mentioned this yesterday, a woman who doesn't have a vest, which today are most women, have to do bedika on day 30 and separate from their husbands on day 30. Because that's the day that replaces the vest kavua. Besides other days that they have to worry about, I also have to worry about that 30 days. We'll talk about what days they have to worry about later in the Masechta, but that is, and I mentioned yesterday, and I don't want to get into it, there are three opinions on what Ein Abedinus is. 30, 31, or neither, depending on the month. The Shach learns sometimes 30, sometimes 31, depending if the month is Chasar or Malay, and the Taz learns it's always day 30, the Chavazas, who's known as the Nesivus, it's the same person, says day 31. Right. So to Gemara, Dr. Rashi, but Taichin, you may have
said.
What?
One says
30,
one says both.
No. One says 30, one says 31. And one says it depends on the month. It's the day of the month, which sometimes is day 30 and sometimes is day 31, depending if the month before had 30 days or not. Right? Let's set it up. From Aleph Adar to Aleph Nisan, day Aleph Nisan is day 30, because Adar has 29 days. So Aleph Adar is day 1. The woman saw an Aleph Adar. Chav Tes Adar, the last day of Adar, is day 29. Aleph Nisan is day 30, right? But let's say she sees Aleph Nisan, so there's Lamed Nisan, which is day 30. Aleph Iyar is day 31. So if you go by the day of the month, depending on the month, it'll depend whether it's day 30 or day 31. But that's how the Shach learns the concept of Ayna Beninus. Ayna Beninus is to him Yayim HaChayrish. Again, why he learns that way? A long piece of Shach in Siman Kuf Pei Tes. Anybody that's interested can go learn it, but we're not going through it now. Dr. Rashi, Mitzrayim Me'inasa, Lamed Loim Luria, 30th day. Abul Acha Lamed by Bedika. If he's been gone for more than 30 days and he comes home, she has to check herself. Hayel Estam Noshim Chayzen L'Sayfayna. Regular ladies see by the end of 30 days. Zog de Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna adds another clause. Loisaru El Shei Loves. When can he assume that she is Tahira? When he comes back from town, if she doesn't have a set time. Abul Yesh Loves Asa Lushamish. But if she has a set time, he cannot assume that she's Tahar. Now, Rav Huna didn't say when. He just said a rule. Woman that doesn't have a vest, he doesn't have to worry about that she saw. A woman that has a set time, he does have to worry that she saw. Where are you going with this? If anything, the logic is the other one. That the woman that had the vest, you know that she's not seeing till this day. The woman that doesn't have a vest, you have no idea when she saw. Klapi lie. Adirabba. Where are you going? Klapi means towards, lie means where. Where are you going? Adirabba. Ipcha mistabra. It makes sense the other way. Ein la vest, ein machazoi. A woman who has no set time makes sense that she saw. Yes la vest, vest kvila. She has a vest, she has a set time. Rav Huna never said what we quoted him. What we said is the following. Amar Rav Huna. The only time he can assume she's Tahira is if she didn't reach for vest. Let's say the woman has a vest on the Yura B'chaydish. Right? So, if he left town, if he comes back before Yud, he can assume that she's Tahira. But if Yud came, she's answered to him, because for sure, we assume she saw her vest on Yud. He can't assume she's Tahira. She saw her vest on Yud. We'll get there, but that's not the case, okay? You're right, that's a good question, but that's not what he's talking about. So what he's saying is, the guy comes home on Yud Beis, don't assume your wife is Tahira. She went through Yud, she always sees on Yud. She is Tmeya. Assume she's Tmeya. I can't hear you.
His return is after the date of the vest.
Exactly. If he returns before the day of the vest, you can assume she's Tahira. She has a vest kabua. If he returns after the day of the vest, you cannot assume anything. Assume she's Tmeya.
And if there's no vest?
Now what happens if there's no vest? So then, since she doesn't have a vest, the halacha is that, I don't want to say this for sure, even Ainla vest can count, her vest is 30 days. The Ainla vest, her Zman vest is 30 days. Yeshla vest depends on her vest. She can have a vest every 34 days. She can have a vest every 25 days. Whatever her vest is, you assume she became Tamei that day.
I thought we said it could be the date.
And there's a million types of vestas. There's different kinds of vestas. There's vestas of the day of the month, and there's vestas of amount of time in between. I picked one, I picked the other. I made a mistake. I'm not being consistent. There's two kinds of vestas that are there more, but there's two regular types of vestas. Either day of month or intervals.
But it's or, correct? It's that you don't say both, right?
Well, no, because days of the month are not intervals depending on the month, right? It's either or. You can't have both at the same time. Because if you go by day of the month, sometimes it's 30 and sometimes it's 31, as I pointed out before. If you go by intervals, it has to be the same interval. No. I don't want to learn halacha, but we're machmer because we don't know. She doesn't have a vest. So we say, worry, it might be this, it might be this. We treat the woman that we don't know what's being established.
But it's not contradictory in a way. Only if you're saying...
He wanted to know, can a woman have both vestas at the same time, kavua? That was his question, if I understood him correctly.
No?
I said you have two vestos that are different.
Kavua or not kavua? Three times in a row? Kavua means this woman had it three times in a row. A woman that didn't have it three times in a row is Ainla Vest. Now, how do we treat an Ainla Vest halacha l'maisa? She has to keep a calendar. She saw in Hey Other, she has to separate, she has to do a bedika and separate in Hey Nisan. She saw 31 days apart, or let's say better, she saw 25 days apart. Hey Other was the 25th day. So she has to worry for Hey Nisan. She also has to worry 25 days after Hey Other. Because we don't know which one is the main one. That's because she has no vest. But if she has a vest kavua, you can only have one vest kavua. Can't have more than one. Simply, there are ways, but not regularly.
How are we looking at this
Ainla vest? Ainla vest is a 30-day thing.
Not looking at your machaydish at all.
Ain't love vest. There is Yom HaKodesh is not a vest. It's a chshas. Yes. Vest means it's established. We assume it happens. Ain't love vest means we can't assume that happens. The fact that we're machmer on women today has nothing to do with this tomorrow.
Does he keep a calendar also when he comes home?
I have no idea what you mean by that. I mean, to me, it's one calendar.
Not the yefes. If it's not the day, then he can... Then
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What's the time to be with her? But it ain't...
The Gemara is talking about Yes Loves now. I don't know why everybody's talking about Ain Loves. The Gemara is that Amar Ravuna, Lo Yishanu Shlagiyah L'Shav Vesta. This woman has a vest kavua. Until she has that vest kavua, we can assume she's with her. Avin Lagiyah Shav Vesta Surah. The Gemara does not discuss Ain Loves. You're talking more about Ain Loves than Yes Loves. I don't mind the saying mentioning it, but that's not what the Gemara is talking about. Now, why? The question is why? Why do you have to assume she saw? Let her do a bedikah now. Oh, even according to Rashi, she doesn't even have to. We'll see in a minute. Let her assume. Why are you assuming for sure she saw? Savar, let's see the Gemara. Savar vestas deraisa. He holds that it's a biblical halakha l'maisha m'sinai that a woman who has a vest kavua assumed that she saw. Treat her as she saw. The Torah tells me, even though you don't know that she saw, assume that she saw at least a suffix, Rashi learns. At least treat it like a tumah suffix. That's Rashi Shita. Titus holds it to tumah zvadai. But we learn Rashi. Treat her midaraisa as if she might have seen. It's a deraisa. So even if she checks herself now and she doesn't see, not going to prove anything. The Torah said, assume that she might have seen on the day of her vest. So let's say her vest is on day hey other. Hey. So you come back on Zion. She didn't check herself on hay. She went through hay. Best as the Raisa says, she saw on hay. I now, she's not seeing. Doesn't make a difference. The Torah says that on hay, she sees. Now, Titus learned she definitely sees. Rashi learned it's a strong suffix that she saw. So you can't be with her. Because how are you supposed to know she didn't see on hay? The Torah said, you have to worry about hay. That's the day of her vest. Rabbi Baba Chan Amar, Afilu Giyashas Vesta Nami Mutaris. Said, not true. She comes home, you come home, you don't have to assume that she saw in her vest. Why? Summer vest is Rabbanah. Separating on the day of a vest is rabbinic. It's not biblical. And therefore, you don't have to assume that she saw. So if you learn vest as the Raisa, you have to walk in the day on hay and assume that on hay she did. If you learn vest as the Rabbanan, then you don't have to walk in on day hay and assume that she sees. Possibly sees. So you separate. It's Rabbanan. It's not a fear deraisa. It's not a suffering deraisa. Therefore, if you come home on Zion, you can assume that she's still Tahira. She didn't tell you she's not. The fact that she passed day hay doesn't mean anything. Now, Rashi learns she's mutter even without a bedika. Taisa says she's got to check herself now. She did pass hay. So Taisa learns if she holds vest and dry bonnet, she can do a bedika now. And if she does a bedika now, she's mutteris. We'll see in a minute, second. We haven't learned Rashi yet. Good. This is Nef Kamina Bahalacha, a woman today who sees, doesn't have a vest kavua, which is for sure Drabbanan, right? And then she passes the day of the vest and she didn't do bedika. So we tell her to do a bedika now. And that makes her mutter.
Why does that help?
Because it's vest is because the chash is only Drabbanan. So if she's tired now, you don't have to worry that she's tired. Again, we can't change halacha. If you don't have a vest, she has a cheskasara. It's a fear. Fear doesn't take away cheskasara. He wants to know why does a bedika help. He's not asking why did she do a bedika. Again, I'm sorry. Forget about what I said. I welcome to myself. Let's stick to the Gemara. We're gonna sit here and talk about Ein Loves more than Yes Loves. The Gemara is talking about Yes Loves.
Rabbi, can I ask a question before we do Rashi?
Yes.
Is Rav Huna holding that this is deraisa because it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, or
correct,
because
that's
it's an interpret?
Correct.
So I have asked, I think I've asked this question before, I just don't remember the answer. How could there be a disagreement about what, I could understand a disagreement about whether or not the words of the Torah imply that something is deraisa. But when it comes to a halacha, l'moshe m'sinai, how could there be a disagreement about that? Why isn't there a closed set of these things because of the unaltered transmission?
It's a great question. It's a great question. I'll make your question stronger because the Rambam writes that there's never a machlokes about halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The problem is that in the Gemara there are countless machlokes about halacha. I shouldn't say countless. There's a tshuva of Chavis Yor, there's a whole list of machlokes of halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So the question is, what does the Rambam do with that? That's a great question. The answer is, without that Rambam, you say that you can have arguments in transmission as well. Meaning, there can be an argument, was there such a transmission or not? It definitely is a difficult concept because we assume that we know that the transmission has been unaltered. But over here, it's not about a halacha as much, well, it is, but it's not, everybody assumes there is a ves kavua. The question is, was it a rabbinic decree or did Moshe say it from Hashem? Meaning, this rabbinic decree would have started very early. It would have started in Moshe Rabbeinu's time. But the question is, was it Moshe's own decree? That's rabbinic. Or was it biblical that Hashem told them to do it? You can have an argument like that. Again, your question is very well accepted.
You should assume it's unaltered. But, you know, there's arguments that come all up. Well, how is that down? But
that's what Charvi is saying. How can you have a machlokes and a halacha l'moshe m'sinai? It's not how to learn a pasuk. It's how to, what did Moshe say?
Thousands of years after, and over the years, things...
You have to be very careful with that. You have to be very careful with that statement that you just said. I'm not arguing with you, except to say you have to be very careful. Because somebody can come along and say, oh, things change. And we say every day, she's right, that's our only day for 11. Okay, but I'm not going to get into that now, but it's a good question.
What did Rabbi Kahn say? They are the best...
The day of the best is usher rabbinically. And therefore, it's only on that day she would be usher rabbinically. He comes back afterwards. He doesn't have to assume that she saw.
And should
they
have to do
deeper? I said, Rashi, we'll learn Rashi, and then I'll speak out next. Dr. Rashi, Elish Loi Shano, the second Rashi, the Chimatza Taichi Meyadasa Loi Boi Bedika. If you find her within 30, you don't have to do Bedika. That the best didn't come during those days. That he was in the road. A woman that has a set time. And the time did not come during the days of his travel. But what happens if the best came before he came back from the road? Asura. The Irach Bismanai Ba. The period came on its time. The Raisa. Rashi says, Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The Maksikina law, betumas suffik. That's a very interesting Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The Halacha l'moshe m'sinai did not say it's definite, according to Rashi. It said that you have to assume that it, a strong chance that it might have happened, and it's a biblical fear. A biblical fear has to be treated l'chumra. It's not vadai. If she touches truma, we wouldn't burn it, but we would not eat it, because we assume that sometime on that day, she had a drop of blood. Remember, only a drop. Vesta Rabbanon, Hitzvichu B'di Chachamim Livdak B'yai Vesta. Rashi's understanding of Vesta's a rabbinic, is Rabbanon said, check herself on that day, Shematira. It's a rabbinic fear. Umi Yuhechid will have a beer. Let's say he wasn't in the city. She's sleeping when he comes home. He doesn't know whether she checked or not. We don't assume that she's not even a suffix. Because it's a rabbinic fear that requires her to check on that day. But if she didn't check on that day, life goes on. That's Rashi's opinion. Taitzvus argues on two counts. He says if it's best as the Raisa, It's 100% that she saw, not a suffix. We would burn truma. And if it vestas drabanan, she needs to do a bedika now to take care of the fact that she didn't do it on the right day. So there's two machloikas in Rashi and Tisus. If you hold vestas deraisa, according to Tisus, not possibly she saw, it's definite she saw. We would burn truma. If you hold vestas drabanan, then she still needs to do a bedika before we allow her to have a relationship. She's supposed to do it on that day. But if she didn't do it on that day, we tell her to do it afterwards. For it, yes, yes. Everybody seems to be bothered, yes.
Quite decisive. It's a derisive. If she does do, she does decide to do a bedika, then remove the derisive?
Yes.
Rashi, for sure. If she,
yes, yes is the answer. But if she doesn't do a bedika that day, there's nothing she can do afterwards.
According to...
If your best is the right.
Oh, Rashi doesn't know that.
No, it's in the Gemara. Rashi doesn't pick sides. If Vest is the right, sir, Rashi says it's a tumah suffix, but there's no way to ascertain afterwards.
So if it's the right, sir, and you check now, is that going to help?
On the day of the Vest?
The Vest?
No, check now doesn't help.
She didn't check. She did not check.
So then there's nothing to do. She has to go to the mikvah 7 days later. Nothing you can do. Because if the Raisa said there's a strong possibility she saw, and there's no way to ascertain that 2 days later. Or daily. Because remember, she might have seen a drop of blood. That's the fear.
What? Let me see.
Hatteria, whatever you want to call it. It came out of her body. It doesn't have to be a long period, is what I'm trying to say. Any drop.
Well, I think what Abraham is saying is that the term you're using is Rahia. See, actually, you don't need to, if I understand correctly, you do not need to see a bloody thing.
Yeah, it's the way we refer to it. You're right. It's not an exact translation, but that's how the Rishonim referred to it, and I'm not going to change the word.
First, I prefer that you say bled, because that's actually...
Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it again. The Rishonim call it a Riyah, so I'm not going to retranslate the Rishonim.
Well, this is one of those instances where euphemisms just make something more confusing.
Okay, so we'll chalk it up to another one. Yes?
That's the Rabban, right?
According to Rashi, Vestas Rabbana means a requirement that on the day of her vest, she do a bedika. She's fine, good to go. Yeah, she violated Rabbana by not doing a bedika. According to Texas, she has to do a bedika afterwards.
Where does it say, so Vestas Rabbana, and she did not do it, so now she has to.
Going to Rashi or going to Titus?
Rashi
said she doesn't have to do anything. She's put her.
Where Rashi says that?
Mew, three lines in the bottom. Hecha de lo yadava beir. She's not in the city. Lo yadina ni batke lo batka. We don't know if he did a bdika. Lo yimisavkina la betuma. We have no doubt that she's a nida. We don't assume it at all. She's mutter. No suffix.
Because it's selling Dravan the Kula.
Yeah, say why you want to, but don't have to. Practically speaking, assume she's fine.
I'm
you're right, but 100%.
Rashi's talking about the day of the
vest. Right, Rashi says, if she didn't do the bedika on the day of the vest, she's mutter. That's what Rashi said. So Tais says, how? So Tais says, of course she has to do a bedika now. But vest is the right, so the bedika now doesn't make a difference. Vest is Rabbana, the bedika now makes a difference. Ravashi Masni Hachi. Ravashi learned it the following way. Amar Rav Huna. Lo yisarnu esha'ein lo vest liyamim. When do we say you can assume that she's starved if she doesn't have a vest based on days? Either days in a month or days at the interval. Eli yes lo vest liyamim ulekvitzais. By the way, there's no argument between the two lishainas. He just said two different halachas. This woman does have a vest. Every third Sunday when she jumps, she sees. But we don't know if she jumped while he was gone. So therefore, as far as we're concerned, there's no vest. The vest is a combination. On every third Sunday when she jumps, she sees. If she doesn't jump, she doesn't see. So therefore, if the third Sunday went by and he came home on Monday, He doesn't have to assume she jumped the next day, the other Sunday. So she's Tahira. She only answered if she jumped. Who said she jumped? The B'maisa, Kiva the B'maisa Talya Mosa, since it needs an action of jumping, Eimer Loi Kofetz Loi Chazoi. Perhaps she didn't jump and didn't see. But if I will yes lo vest le yomim, but if it's a vest for days, Asura l'shamish k'savra vest adaraisa. It's the same statement, except he added a clause, that even if this woman has a set time, every third Sunday, with jumping, that's not a set time. Because as far as he's concerned, he doesn't have to assume she jumped. And if she doesn't jump, she doesn't have a set time. But if she has a vest without jumping, then she's usher, vest is deraisa. And Rabbi Babachona, ma'afil yesh lo vest le yomim, Muteris, Sabra Vestas Drabana. It's the same Achlaikas. The only difference is, Ravuna added a new piece, that if this woman sees every third Sunday, but she has to jump, when you come home from the road, you don't have to assume she jumped, and therefore it's like she doesn't have a vest. It's just an added piece. It doesn't argue on the first lesson. It's the same thing. She has a vest, and it passes, Vestas Deraisa. She's answered. If she doesn't have a vest, you have to for 3 days. Rashi, Loi Shanu Hadidnan Becheskes Tara, the Mash Matuli Gia Eis Vesta. The second law is saying even if the vest came, Ela Be'en Lo Vest Liyamim Lukudayu B'Loi Kvitsa. She has no vest for days without jumping. Ela L'Kvitsa Uliyamim. It's a combination of jumping and days. Period. Now, the question was asked moments ago. What happens? That's 10 days after the vest. 10 days after the vest. Does the fact that there's a 7-day period that passed change things? Because even if she became tummy in the day of her vest, 7 days later she can go to the mikvah. We don't know. He came home from the trip. Again, that's a question you can ask all around. Right? Rashi says we don't know if she did a bedikah. Why don't you ask her?
You're here for women to go to a mikvah. Let's see. My husband's away for 6 months.
That's a major shaila now. That's a good shaila you're asking. She has no chiyuv to go to the mikvah now. In the days of Taurus, yes. In the days there's no Taurus, no. Then Kabbalistic things get involved, and we are not learning Kabbalah now, so we're going to leave it alone. Should a woman go to the mikvah if her husband's not in town? That's a different question.
He's suspected to come home any time.
That, again, you're talking practical, the Kabbalah things called TBGB.
Why should she go to
the mikvah? Why should she? It's convenient for her. Her husband's coming home on Friday.
Right? About 6 months.
But he might show up, and if not, you're right. There's no reason for her to go. No, Kabbalah says not to go to the mikvah. Kabbalah says not to go to the mikvah. The question is, can she go third? Again, I'm putting myself into trouble. A woman's husband's coming home Friday. She's in the bungalow colony, and he comes every Friday. And she has to go to the mikvah. So she says to herself, why should I go Friday night? He's coming home on Friday. I'll go Thursday night. Right? It's much easier for me. And when he comes home, I'll be mutter already. What?
Too early.
Okay, I'm talking about she can go on Wednesday. She can go on Tuesday. He's in New York. She's in the bungalow colony. So she has no rush to go on Tuesday. He's not in town. She has no rush to go Wednesday. He's not in town. She wants to go Thursday because it's practical for her to be mutter on Friday, not to have to wait till Friday night. Okay, I'm going to get involved in another side of my going, let's make it he's coming home on Thursday. Can she go on Wednesday night? So I'll be Kabbalah, it's a Shiloh. I'll be Halacha 100% mutter. Now, Halacha takes into account Kabbalah here. And therefore, it says, listen to this, I am going to get into trouble here. It says, in Kabbalah's form, she should go to, if she wants to go to the mikvah, she should sleep with a knife under her pillow. That's what it says in Kabbalah's form. Brought in the Pesach Tuva, it's not like it's a... So Rabbi first told me that whole thing was only when women didn't wear tight underwear. But if she wears tight underwear, she doesn't have to put the knife under her pillow. Because it has to do with Shadim, who knows she's mutter and her husband's not around, so they bother her. It's a Kabbalistic thing. I told you, TBG. Right. But it's brought in Halakha Swarm. I didn't learn it in Kabbalah Swarm. I learned it in the Pesach Tuva, you know what I mean, in the text. All right, first told me that it's not negated today because women wear tight underwear. In those days, they either didn't wear underwear or had loose hanging underwear, which wasn't a tight fit. So in order to drive away shadim, a picabola, she had to put a knife under her pillow. Don't ask me how that works. I don't know. But today, he said it's not negated. I'm just saying. Right. Nothing in my right time, Rabbi Shmuel, Bishmeid, Rabbi Yechanan. He says she asked for vest. Baila Makashi, we may vest of Bala. A woman that has a vest, and it passes, and 7 days passed afterwards, he can assume she went to the mikvah. He doesn't have to worry. Yes, she went through her vest. Yes, you have to worry that she saw in her vest. Now, we don't know whether that's vest is the Raisa or vest is Rabbana. We don't know. Fracti Gemara Amalei Shmuel by Yevel or Ravavi Abba Amreb Yechon Natalu Yelada the Bezizel the Mitzvah. Are you assuming that she went to the mikvah even if she's a young lady that's afraid to go to the mikvah? The mikvahs were ice cold springs, and she doesn't. A young lady doesn't look forward to that and tries every excuse not to go. So can you assume that she went? Well, because we assume older ladies have gotten used to it already. Little girls, 12, 13-year-old girls, are more scared. Amale, Atubade Rasa, do we know for sure that she saw? Miyama Rabbi Yechanan, you think that Rabbi Yechanan said it for sure she had a period? Hey, Madame Rabbi Yechanan, Suffolk Rasa, Suffolk Lai Rasa. Rabbi Yechanan said, we don't know that she saw. So we say, we don't know she saw. And even if she saw, maybe she went to the mikvah. We call that a double Suffolk. You're right. If we're sure she had a period, you can't count on the fact that she might have gone to the mikvah. And again, your questions wanted to ask her is a great question. Now, going back to what we had. So it sounds from here, the Rabbi Yochanan holds best as Rabbana. Because he's saying maybe she saw. But you remember Rashi said that even if vest is deraisa, it's only a suffix. So according to Taisus, who holds vest as deraisa, means she definitely saw that Rabbi Yochanan must hold vest as Rabbana. But according to Taisus, who said she definitely saw, so that it wouldn't be a suffix rasa. Wouldn't be a suffix whether she saw or not. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Beziza, I think we're up. No, Makashi Bimei Vesta. And saw Bederach Shiba Yama Macha Vesta. We stayed on the road 7 days after a vest. The Akshav Emen is Beyamim Shechailu Litar. She's up to the days that she can go to the mikvah. Afilu Yigia Vesta, Amina Tavla, Vein Tarach Lushayla. Even if her vest came, assumed that she went to the mikvah. The Beziza, Bushehi Litvo. Rashi doesn't use the word scared. A young girl is embarrassed to go to a mikveh where she exposes herself. Atzi fatsena, until you appease her. Meaning, I'll word it a little differently. According to Rashi, an older lady wants to go to the mikveh so she can be mutter to her husband. A young girl doesn't have that desire so much, so she'd rather not go and not be mutter to her husband. So it's her husband's job to persuade her monthly, do me a favor, go to the mikvah, please go to the mikvah. I know you don't like it, but then again, I need you to be mutter for me. And she doesn't have that desire to go herself. An older lady develops the desire herself, and therefore will go even though it's embarrassing for her to go to the mikvah.
Is there a chiyuv on both of their parts to...
Yeah, absolutely. There's a chiyuv, I know, right? There's a chiyuv that a woman be available for her husband and a husband be available for his wife.
If she forgives the owner,
100%. Yeah, but he doesn't forgive the owner. If you owe me $1,000, you can forgive yourself. But if I don't forgive you, it's meaningless.
They're both
obligated to each other. See Rambam, what was that period that the Rambam describes the obligations of women to their husband and husbands to their wives? That Rambam I showed you? What? You have it on your phone.
That's if they're in the agreement.
Yeah, 100%. Is it preferred? No. For whatever reasons, we're not getting involved in. But is it allowed? Yes.
They're not over and provable.
Well, we're talking about they have children. They don't have children. It's a different story. He's obligated to have children. How can he forgive her?
That's what I'm asking.
No. They have,
cold,
but they have a son
in
a river. 100%. It happens all the time. a woman is somewhere, her in-laws visiting her. And the night of Tefillah is the night her in-laws are there. And she feels extremely uncomfortable going to the mikveh the night her in-laws are visiting her. So if she wants it, she can ask her husband, do you mind if I push it off? And if he says, I don't mind, it's fine. Probably, yes, but I'm not going to get involved in that. Even if she's an older lady. Once it's because of suffix, it makes no difference if you're a young lady or an older lady. Have a suffix leheter, vadai leheser. Right? If she for sure saw, it's vadai. You can't assume something happened to change a definite. That's called Ain Suffolk might see me day badly. If you have a definite history that might have been corrected, cannot change the definite history. Now the Gemara is going to try to prove that that is wrong. That you can assume that if it's probable that it was corrected, that's enough to change. Now, by a woman, by an older lady, it's probable that it was corrected. She probably did go to the mikveh, but we're not sure. But we know she was in Ida, we don't know whether she corrected it. How about if I'll prove to you that a probable can change the suffix, a vadai? That's going to be the next sugya. We're leaving the factus nida, and we're getting involved now in a separate shaila. If I have a vadai yisur and a probable correction, can the probable correction change the vadai yisur? This is the gaya many times. Let's see it right now. Frank de Gemara vein suffix might see me de vadai. Latanya. Chaver Shemes, a person who's very reliable that he takes up Truma Maestris. He is a chaver. He's a reliable person. He died. Beniach Megura Malaya Paris. And he left a storage house full of fruit of produce. Afilay Malayama. They were harvested that day. And now his kids want to know, can we assume that daddy took off Maestris? Or we have to take off Maestris? We have no idea if daddy took off Meister before he passed on. It wasn't like he had a week to do it. It happened today. Rachmana Litzlan, he brought it into his storage house. 3 hours later, he had a heart attack. And he passed on. The kids want to know, what is their obligation? Zog de Braisa Harehem Becheskes Musukana. You can assume that he took care of it. You know why? Because people that are reliable to take it off right away. Probable. They probably do it as fast as they can. Frak de Gemara. Vahasam vadai. Vahasam vadai tevo. Sabik meister, sabik einemoser. Because he's sabik meister with a vadai. Here you have a probable change of vadai. And for the Gemara, no. Hasam vadai vadayu. It's not a probable. It's 100%. People who are reliable 100% of the time will take off Maaser right away. It's not a suffix. It's not a probable. Because Reb Chanina Chazah, the Amar Reb Chanina Chazah, Chazaka Achaver, Sheini Maaser Miyayav Chazah, the Dabar Sheina Masukah. You can assume that a Chaver will never leave it alone. He won't walk out of that storage house till he takes off Maaser. And this guy walks out of his storage house, so he for sure took off Maaser. You don't have a suffix. It's not a probable. It's a definite. It's a definite versus a definite. A definite can remove a definite. That's a great question. He doesn't leave till he gave Meister. He might have given it to Alevi already. We don't know. But we know for sure he doesn't walk out of that storage house till it's taken off.
You don't need any other evidence.
No. Either way, you say, well, or you can say the other way. Suffix for suffix. It's not about our temple. Because there's a way to bring it into your storage house, into your house. There's a way to do it without being chayav and tevel. If you either bring it in before it's threshed, or you bring it in through the back door, not through the front door. So it's not chayav. So you don't know that this guy brought it in the way that he's chayav. Maybe he brought it in and then threshed it there. We don't know. Right, he died at 7 in the evening. He brought it in at 7 in the morning. You don't know how he brought it in. And therefore, it's a suffix tevel. It's tevel drabana, but it's suffix tevel. Suffolk Temple, Suffolk, he took up Truma, and the Suffolk
we don't have a case where
not from here. The Amar Avaisya, Kedavaisya. The Amar Avaisya, my rebuttal of Tuasai, a person can come up with a loophole on his grain, he can bring it in with his straw, he won't be able to eat it rabbinically, but his animal will be able to eat Torben HaMaitre, because biblically it's not Tevel. And for the rabbinic thing, Sabbath is Maitre Medevada. For the rabbinic fear, maybe rabbinically it's Tevel anyway, even if he brings it in with a straw, for that we say the probable can remove the rabbinic. But for the biblical, it's not a Vada, it's a Sabbath and a Sabbath. Let's read Rashi. Look, Rashi. They Sabbath Maitre Medevada. As a government, a vadai shloi from its vadai, the hocha the vadai tevel, the kazina shadig memalachta, it's totally finished. Umemarakanay, they have been smoothed out already. Ibai say mesafik mesafiku, the kihechid the mesapkalon he asked me just like we're not sure if he took up meiser, hakanami mesapkalon do malay tevel, maybe it's not tevel, but like chayeb meiser, the aim of Ravaisya Ayla, he brought it in like Ravaisya. It has to go through the front of the house when it sees the door. Since when you brought it in, it was not ready for Meiser yet, it wasn't threshed. It won't become Chayiv ever again. Even if he brings, threshes it and smooths it, it's like he brought it in through his skylight or through his back door. Lebayis. That's even if it was taken care of. The Kaimel and the Petura. In Hilchus Mice, if you don't bring it in through your front door, you don't have to give Mice biblically. And if you bring it in Rabbi, not finished, you never have to give Mice biblically. It's a legal loophole. That his animal should be able to eat. Afilu la'achar meruach, even after it's moved out. Now, why does it say animal? Why can't he eat it? Lahaki nakat behemtai. Yilu amachal adam lematzi lememer hachi. The person cannot eat it. The inami lemechayim bedarbaisa. Even though this is not tevel biblically, rabbanan gazer al chilus kva. They said you can snack, but a person shouldn't eat a meal from this. Even when you're out in the field and you haven't threshed it yet, Rabbana don't want you eating a meal. They said you can snack, but you can't eat a meal. I will machal behema for animals eating. Animals eating is always called a snack, as far as we're concerned. You can give it to animals, birds, wild animals, until it's finished work. As long as it's not biblical tevel, he can feed it to his animals. Since there is a reason to assume that it might not be tevel, for a rabbinic yisur, the very fact that he is a person who always does it, even if it's only 85% that he does it, that's good enough for the rabbinic isser of a person eating it as a meal. It's only a rabbinic isser. Biblically, it's not tevel. He brought it in before it was threshed. Or he could have brought it in through his backyard, whoever does. And therefore, it's a suffix and a suffix. So suffix can't be mighty midday vadai, but suffix can be mighty midday suffix, or vadai can be mighty midday vadai. There are two answers. The last question is not applicable. Because that's the next one. On the test, the last question on the test. What's number 10? What? Oh, that's the test. What's number 10? The one before that? Okay, I'm sorry. I thought the next one was on the next tomorrow. I guess I didn't. That's just some, I got it right. Again, let me announce next week's schedule for those on phone land. We have shiur on Sunday, Chazara, regular. We have regular shiur on Monday with an early end because davening starts earlier. It's a tight. Tuesday, Wednesday, there's no shiur. Thursday, Friday, there is shiur. There won't be a test next week. It'll be incorporated in the next week afterwards. Everybody have a wonderful Freilichen Shabbos.